And yeah, the story is just everybody's calling. A guy said that there's sexual harassment brewing at his work right now. And he said everybody's on edge. A girl has evidently turned in some people. Details are not known at my work. But a memo went out and said that there has been a complaint filed.
There's
more information
been an awakening.
Coming. Yeah, that's it. Can you? It's woke. Everybody's
have you
woke.
Felt it?
We all woke. 2017, year being woke. But that would be the most ominous email to come across your desk, wouldn't it? You go into work, you turn your computer on, you're like, oh, an email from the boss. There has been a complaint. No details will be delivered. Just know this. A complaint looms over the entire building. Is it you? More details to come.
Bosses are going to start looking like Snoke. There's
yeah.
video giant, in.
Yeah. They won't image. Show up. It'll work because they're just going to be images. They won't be actually in the building.
We'll have to go into some corridor and talk to them.
Who are you? No.
I am but a humble employee with a complaint.
State your claims.
Dave in accounting said I had a sweet ass and he couldn't get his job done.
Dave will be dealt with immediately.
Thank you, Lord.
I will complete his training.
You walk down the hallway and the boss is in one of those office balls. It just fires up. Vader turns around.
Who are you who summons the management?
Sir, I'd like to file a complaint about Dave.
A second complaint?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, he said the thing about my ass that you know about, and then he sent me a dick pic.
Do you have said dick pic?
Yes.
Give it to me.
Okay.
This is Dave's dick? Hilarious. He will be fired today.
Yeah, it's brutal. So that email to Ryan, I apologize that you have to deal with that at your work. I don't think I would function properly for a full week. We'll deal with it Friday. More to come cannot be at the end of the there's a looming lawsuit brewing. In
investigation.
Yeah, please. I mean, who are we talking about? And then, boss, everybody's going to go into that office and, is it me? I can't say. God damn it. This is worse than sexual harassment. This is sexual harassment. To have sexual harassment looming and you don't know if it's you or not. I don't know. Maybe I did say something.
Yeah, you just go back in your head and everything I've ever said.
I made a joke the other day about, oh, geez. I just said I was going to kick Amy in the face in our kitchen because none of the water or refrigerator is completely.
You were being literal?
Yes. I would.
Can't be literal.
If I went to her and said, hey, how come the things never stop in your mouth? I might give her a little crane kick to the melon.
Josh Homer.
I mean, you'd have to catch me in a real foul position, but right now I'm thirsty and there's nothing in the building. So I said it, and the guy in there, I don't know, he works with sports, he's like, whoa. The girls were laughing, but I'm like, well, I guess I didn't really. Do I have to explain to you that I'm not really going to kick her in the head? I'm just thirsty.
It seemed like it was pretty well stocked yesterday.
Yeah, where did it
was
all go?
Was there a party?
I don't know. And all the cabinets where the supplies are no longer available to us. So we're treating as like children.
Have we been cut off?
We've been completely
cut off. Is that why the pink sticky notes are on them? Don't touch?
Yeah, well, those are the empty cabinets that need to be restocked.
Oh.
I'm out. I'm never going in there again.
We have to make it that obvious?
The situation will be changed this week. More to come.
I don't like our new manager at all. Have you been in his office? It's just a hologram.
Step into my office, please.
You can't possibly really sound like that.
I'm tired of this. I want really face to face.
How was your meeting with Barnett Dulaney?
All right.
Did you make the sale?
No. Because of Dave's dick pics.
Just blame Dave for everything. Anyway, yeah, I don't know, but I'm saying this guy's email has got me nervous for him. He won't tell me where he works because he doesn't want me to say. Gets to where I'm working, but my email just showed up. We got one going. No one knows who it is. That's all that's going to happen at that office today. Nobody's going to get any work done. It's going to lean. Hey, Brady, do you who is it? Do you know who did it? You find it, and then worse.
And then you're going to have your list.
Oh, yeah. And then now you got a list of them, and now women are going to be thinking, oh, my God, sexual harassment in the office. Who did it? I remember once Brady said this to me or John said this to me. And now she's starting a list of times she was sex, and then she's going to be like, you know what? I'm empowered. I'm going to drop one off, too. This is brutal. In the world of sports, I mean, now that that's tapped, now that Hollywood's kind of the second one and nobody cares anymore, and supposedly we've cleaned that up, sports and then music, and then we're done. As a society, we're done. Then we're down to local artists. It's all going to come back to organic, and that's terrible stuff. It's all over.
Wow, adult very, film
nah,
industry.
I've got no hope for this. There's no end
very
game.
Doomsday
I really
here.
Don't see. I don't really see a final bow on this. Going, all right, was that the last one? No more sexual harassment? All right, great, gang. We're all better. It's just, I just don't.
America's great again.
America's fine again. Great work, everybody. Great work. We really pulled together on this one. I don't see this. Just, this never stops. This is a tsunami of complaining. And in the end, I really don't know what to do. Just not talk to anyone. Or
someone's like dealing with a bully situation.
Oh, film it?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like,
yeah. I don't know. Either way, men work in this side, women. Let's just treat it like a sixth grade dance. We'll have a women's side and a men's side. And here's the fun thing. Let's do that. All the women will work on this side, equal amount of, this is equal rights now. I'm reinventing equal rights. You have to have, like, let's say you have 26 employees. You have to have 10 women and 10 men, and then one man boss for the men and one woman boss for the women, and then an owner, but that doesn't matter sexually. So you got 13 people total, right? And then the 10 women do the same job the 10 men do in a different building, and at the end we pile the money together, and whoever makes more, they get a percentage. So if the men make, that's the fairness. So if the women outsell the men, they make more. If the men outsell the women, they do more. Productivity. But we never, ever set foot in the same building. That's the key, Brady.
I mean, really, that's more or less, it happens here.
How so?
Because you're paid on commission.
Yeah, that's sales
so
commission.
So that's based on all performance.
Yeah. I'm talking about all that. Whatever you bring in, like at all that, like if you're not a salesperson, but you're responsible for a certain amount of success, percentage paid. Everything's based on that. But we never set foot in the same building, ever. Or hologram bosses. Or we just invent hologram boss. There's a good invention. It's like Bitcoin. He oversees all workplaces. Same dude. He's Oz.
Like, is Siri the office place?
All right, everybody. We've got a meeting today in the grand ballroom at the Hyatt. Our new boss is going to introduce himself. His name is Korg.
I am the great and powerful Korg. I now oversee all workplace adventures and otherwise. Any complaints will be put in Korg's box outside Korg's computer screen. Korg will then deal with them in an expedient manner. Korg is done speaking.
It's the only way it could work, because any human's going to snap after so many complaints. Or
right. Korg is the only one who can take that much.
Yeah. Hail Korg. I like Korg.
I like Korg, too. You're a sci-fi guy, though, so Korg would be pretty neat.
Larry, step into my office. Why are you complaining about women all the time? Harass someone, please.
Korg said it.
Korg is the only one.
You're not really going to get out of line with Korg. I don't think.
And yeah. Every once in a while... You know, like stadiums have that advertising that goes in a big circle around it.
Uh-huh.
Every office will have that, too. And sometimes Korg will just circle.
Right. Korg is in your room. Korg. Korg.
Max headroom.
Korg is watching.
Korg is watching.
They just flash up on your laptop.
Dude, whoa! I had my dick out. I literally put it back in like a half a second later. Korg was there.
Just missed Korg.
Is this something you're doing you would like to talk about, Dave? Angela says that you've sent this picture of your tiny little penis to her.
Well, Korg, I don't know how to respond to that.
I like Korg. Korg would be pretty sweet. Anyway. And then, you know, you get the emails where people are like, there's one ultimate judge who is like Korg. Shut up, Heath Evans. Heath Evans, by the way, who was suspended from the NFL Network, is now having trouble... justifying his Heath Evans Foundation. You know what Heath Evans Foundation was?
Uh-oh.
You know what it benefited? Helping
sexual
victims
harassment.
Of sexual abuse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, come on out to Wickenburg. We can help.
Right. Heath Evans has more than just a passion for football. This athlete is a philanthropist and created the Heath Evans Foundation, an organization that provides a safe haven for anyone who has been affected by childhood sexual abuse. Sex rings and molestation, that's all growing at an alarming rate and must be stopped.
Kids. He's doing adult stuff.
Right. He's trying to molest people of age.
That's
fine. Good Lord. You know, 2 years ago, I started the idea of throwing that podcast out there, All Your Heroes Are Assholes, and it started with the Mickey Mantle and the Babe Ruth, because Mickey Mantle was the most sold thing to the American public ever, and it may have been a better time. We never had a Twitter. We never got to see inside of Mickey Mantle's life, and it was a catastrophe. Everything outside of what you were presented was catastrophic Mickey. He could play some baseball. Then he'd go drink himself into a stupor, sleep with everybody, and get ice baths from his roommates and his teammates just to clean him up so society never saw the real Mick. And
Teddy
it was like,
Williams.
Wow. Who?
Teddy Williams.
Oh, Ted Williams was the worst person alive. But it started with Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
Wow, this will be a fun podcast. As I started to put it together, I started getting so sad because I'm looking into all these people. I'm like, wow, there isn't a single one of them. I don't want to open this.
Why don't I want to ruin history?
Oh, I wasn't ruining it. It was
you
there.
You just want
to
know.
And it's all available to you. I just didn't want to be the presenter of it. I want to be the bearer of bad news. Now it's out there. It's doing it itself. It's just, it's all coming out. The cream is rising.
What if you'd go ahead and do some, here's some good things that Mickey did. And here's some other stuff,
I don't want to.
You make the choice.
I don't want to cushion it.
You make the call.
Yeah.
Call.
Korg presents. Do you think Korg's a good idea? Korg's a good boss, right? Everybody answers to the same boss in everything.
Got to intimidate you a little bit,
It's very sci-fi.
Well, someone started with that story thousands of years ago. Everyone answers to someone.
All right, that was what I just made fun of. I just made fun of that.
There's one ultimate guy.
But he's not as cool
as Korg. But Korg, you'd have to have, it couldn't be a human, for sure.
That's the point of Korg.
Yeah.
Korg is definitely a program. Then someone would hack the program.
You can't get a boner.
Yeah, Korg is, Unix. Maybe only Unix. Men and women can only work together if men are, if that ligament is cut. Can't have an erection. Anyway, it's all over. Anyway, enjoyed it while it lasted, huh, folks? Society? Remember when society was a thing? Now it's just a hodgepodge of disaster.
You're overreacting, John.
No, don't talk to him ever again. Not one single
fixable.
Woman. Where's the fix? That's what my problem is.
We have our Christmas party coming up Friday. You're going to talk to him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm not talking to anybody.
Geez, Holmberg was a real dick at the Christmas
party. Okay, fine. Call me dick all day long.
Holmberg wins best participant at Christmas party. Korg is bugging.
You could go in like a stormtrooper outfit, and then you wouldn't have to cover up everything. Maybe go in a box. The shower from Karate Kid. Nope. You'd be the shower.
I'm going as me.
Yeah. Costume party.
Hands in my pocket. Just nodding at people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thursday the memo will come out. Christmas party's been canceled due to weather.
That's right. It's too hot out. Reasonable temperatures. It's high 70s. It's not Christmassy enough. It's 8:33. Yeah. Heath Evans, I hope your sexual abuse foundation continues on. While you deal with sexually abusing adults, you moron.
People are saying you're hammering Mark Ruffalo, but it was Chris Evans that it was.
Him too. Ruffalo was in it too.
Ruffalo invited him to the Avengers. But no. Evans invited him to the Avengers.
They both did then.
Ruffalo did something different.
Because the one I got was Mark Ruffalo said, "Would you like to join us for the Avengers premiere? Hashtag no bullies." And then Chris Evans said, "Those bullies won't get you." He threw out a tweet on top of it. So almost all the Avengers jumped on this lying child.
Well, that's what heroes do.
Not lying child, lying parents, potentially.
I want my buddy Winston to invite this kid to the Black Panther movie that's coming out.
Now, that'd be sweet.
But he says no to that. Keaton. We got hot releases coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?